pending home sales down 6.3% year after year. And last year, there were not a lot of home sales either. The inventory is super low. We've talked about it ad nauseum on this show and other shows and why that is. I asked David Hochberg via text. He's talked about on his show how few mortgage professionals are still in the industry, like a huge cut, because they just aren't getting work. They're paid by the transaction. If there aren't transactions, they ain't getting paid. I asked him, what about real estate agents? Are they still, are there a ton of them still? Or how is that working? Are half of them gone? And here's what David wrote back. The strong survive and the weak get jobs spinning pretzels and folding underpants in the mall. And I asked him if I could quote him on that. He said, yes. He said, please add, I mean, no disrespect to pretzel spinners or underwear folders. So I went to ChatGPT for some actual data. And yeah, the realtors, there was like 594,000 of them in this country in 2019, were well under 400,000. And that was last year's data. I imagine we're losing even more. Go ahead, Kevin.
I was just going to say that's the most Hochberg response.
Yes. There's more
response
there.
Ever.
There's more there.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I'm sure, yeah. I love you, Hochberg.
It was mostly in caps.
Helped me buy my house.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out, Team Hochberg.
Stay with me, for sure. Absolutely. I'm keeping him alive in business. Me and you, Kevin, we kept Hochberg
there
going
go.
Last
Team
year.
Team Hochberg,
yeah, there
baby.
You go. Really quickly, let's try and do the Your Money Matters Spelling Bee. It's the National Spelling Bee Final tonight. I'm going to give my first word to Mark. Mark, how are you doing? You want to spell some words with us?
Hey, Jen. Jen, I'm doing great. Let's give it a shot.
All right. Oligopoly. I'll give you the definition. It is yes. I'll give you the definition. A market structure dominated by a small number of large firms. Oligopoly.
Oligopoly.
You added an L and added an A, and I'm sorry, Mark. Thanks for playing, though.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I put Mary Vandeveld on the spot the other day. I'll put Kevin Powell on the spot today for this next one.
Darn it, I was ready.
Okay. Well, you might stay ready. Kevin, your word is seigniorage.
Seigniorage.
The profit a government makes from issuing currency. The difference between the face value and how much it costs to make the currency.
Seigniorage. Seigniorage. Can you use it in a sentence?
Seigniorage is hard to spell.
Does it start with...
I mean, give me the first letter.
Yeah, give me the first letter.
It's an S. Seigniorage.
I don't know if there was a silent.
All right.
S-A-N.
I'm just going to stop you right there. No. Mary, any guesses?
S-C.
No.
S-E-N-I.
Lauren Lapka, want to give it a go?
Oh, boy. S-E-I-N.
But you got the furthest. S-E-I-G-N-I-O-R-A-G-E. I didn't even know what seigniorage was, and I've hosted this program for 3 years and 3 months.
I thought you made it up.
Oh, now that I look at it, yeah. I've seen that word before.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to explain what it is if we have a little more time later in the show. I mean, I gave you the basic definition, but it's actually a really controversial thing in national economic politics, too. The idea that, obviously, we can print our own money, but we count it as revenue, that if we print a $100 bill and it only costs a dollar to make, the government says, well, that's a $99 profit for us, and we can spend that money. It's a little debated in macroeconomic terms, something we may not have time for today. I'll dive into it next week. Thanks for playing, everybody. Did I end up spelling it? Yes, I did. Okay. On this show, we like to talk about how the towns develop, how they expand, how they grow. And for that, we're going to turn to Kevin McHaley, president and COO at Charles Hall Construction. Kevin, welcome to WGN.
Good evening, John. How are we doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. So you are in charge of Charles Hall Construction. Before we get to Fox Lake, give us a minute of what you guys are all about.
No problem. I am a principal at Sterling Hall, which is a development company, and I'm the president and COO at Charles Hall Construction, which is a general contracting company. We specialize in senior housing and multifamily apartments, and we've been around since 1998.
Wow, that's awesome. And what's your connection here to Fox Lake? Why did they want you being their ambassador for building here on WGN?
Well, we saw Fox Lake as a great destination location. As you said, you know, it's the heart of the chain of lakes. We saw it as an opportunity to bring a brand new market rate luxury apartment complex into the community of Fox Lake. They have very little inventory there. It's a small hometown feel, and they got an existing Metro train station. And most importantly, the village of Fox Lake is very developer friendly.
So low inventory means if you build something, there's going to be demand for it, right? Is that the plan? Is that what makes it an attractive place to build?
That is correct, yes. I mean, Village of Fox Lake is really trying to keep the young professionals in the community because there is a lack of inventory right now.
Right, and there's a lack of inventory everywhere. That's not just a Fox Lake problem. But specifically to Fox Lake, you have people that have lived there for generations, or someone that is there wants to live there and remain there for the rest of their lives, and good for them. But if there's not housing stock available for the folks that maybe grew up there or new people that want to come out there, it can really stymie a town's development. So what's the plan here in Fox Lake?
Yeah, so like I indicated, we're building 154 units. It has a clubhouse. We got some nice site amenities. The clubhouse will have a fitness center, a dog wash, a demonstration kitchen. Some of our site amenities are going to be exterior fire pits, a dog park, some outside grill stations. And, you know, we offer about seven different unit types that range in various different sizes that, you know, will appeal to the young professional who's looking for more affordability versus, you know, a two bedroom and a den unit, which, you know, could be, you know, an empty nester.
So these are market rate luxury apartments, as you're saying. And I think you just hit on it there, that this is not a community just for the older folks or a community just for younger folks. You're really looking for cross-generational appeal here.
That is correct. I mean, our market studies show, and based upon past existing communities and experience, almost 50% of our current residents will probably be between the ages of about 25 and 31. So it's really that young professional who's, you know, married or not married, that's really looking at, you know, staying within the community.
So what's it been like working with the village? I know that is sometimes a hurdle for some people and developers, that it's not a symbiotic relationship. What was the experience working like with Fox Lake?
Oh, they welcomed us with open arms. We selected a site that was previously zoned commercial that had some constraints. We worked with them to get that site rezoned to high-density multifamily. We worked with the municipality to give us some government assistance via the form of a TIF, upwards of almost $9 million. They worked with us to reduce some impact fees, some sewer and water tap fees, and I also have to give some credit to Lake County. Lake County helped us work with the Upper Illinois River Valley Development Authority, and we approved an enterprise zone, which eliminated sales tax on all materials that we'll be spending to develop the site.
That's huge. Okay, so what, shovels in the ground here this summer?
2 months. I mean, right now we're finalizing our bank debt. So we got some banks that we're interviewing, and we're finishing our final capital raise. So within 2 months, we hope to be having a nice groundbreaking event with shovels on the job site.
And when do you think you'll be able to start signing people and moving them in?
Right around 12 months. So our we have 11 buildings, so 154 units. There's 14 units per building. You know, it takes us about 9 months to complete one building, but the entire development from start to finish will be about 24 months.
How have you heard interest from people already? Like, sign me up?
During my village board presentations, I mean, this has been a 2-year process. Fox Lake has been tremendous to work with, but I mean, we've had a lot of hurdles. So every single time I get a presentation at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting or the village board, I always have people approach me, want me to put them on the lead list.
Kevin, do you live in Fox Lake, if you don't mind me asking?
I live in Palatine, but, you know, I live right on that, you know, northwest line, and we've been gravitating and trying to find communities near the train station. But I can tell you this, last summer, my entire family went and rented an Airbnb on Fox Lake, and I went and I took them all to Blarney's Island. So we had a very good experience, you know, with an 80s rock star band out on Blarney's Lake. So we all got a nice good feel on the chain of lakes and what it means to be in Fox Lake.
I was just going to say, I'm from Donner's Grove. I must have passed through Fox Lake at some point, but I was kind of blown away. The park that they're just opening up last week, or maybe, yeah, last weekend, the gorgeous lakefront park. I mean, they know how to have fun. their slogan is, "This is the life," and I can see why people say that.
John, we pulled up our pontoon boat that I rented on the chain, and we pulled right up to that park that you were talking about, and they had live bands, and we were listening to live music on a boat, you know, the weekend that we were there.
This is the life. Okay, I love that. Kevin, good luck with the project. Keep us posted here on WGN when you're moving along, okay?
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Fox Lake.
Amen. That's Kevin McKaylee, president and CEO at Charles Hall Construction and a principal at Sterling Hall. And that's a developer. And go Fox Lake. What a great visit. What a great day it's been.